Tfila, Maimar Aleph, Os Gimel. Kosev Rabbeinu, Oud Be'inim Tfila, Magid Shivchoy Shel Mokoyim. The Rambam writes about Tfila that you're expressing, you're saying praises, the praises of Hashem. This is a major topic when it comes to davening, shevach. So let's explain it. What value is it? What purpose is the work, the avodah, the service of Hashem, when you're expressing His greatness? What value is it for such a lowly? What's the kasha? The kasha is that we're a lowly individual. We're despicable. We're degrading. We're very low. Katandeya. We don't have very expansive knowledge, and we're going to start elaborating upon the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, when you have a great teacher, and he has a student that's a young student, and he starts elaborating on the shvach of the student, so it makes a lot of sense. You can appreciate it. Why? Because this is a teacher, this is somebody who has experience, who can compare and contrast, who can understand, and therefore, now when he's expressing the greatnesses of this student, he's able to say it in an intelligent way. He's able to say it in a way that makes sense. But we, what shaychus do we have to expressing the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We are on such a low level, our knowledge is so finite, our understanding is so limited, how can we begin to express the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have no concept, we have no capability of understanding the greatness of Baruch Hu. And anything we're going to say is minimal, is nothing, it's absolute nothingness compared to the reality. Not only that, not only that, when you imagine for a second, this happens to me all the time, okay? I remember my son, fifth grade now, right? So last year, when he was in fourth grade, he was expressing the greatness of the Gedolim. Oh, he's such a great Gadol. He says, you know, there was a certain Rav that came to speak at the shul, and he was Mechaber, many his farm. So he said, this is what my son said, oh, he wrote almost as many sfarim as Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He must be a gadol hadar like Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And, you know, it was like a melitza. He's like a, you know, but for somebody with his understanding, such a limited, finite understanding of what it means to be a gadol hatera, so you wrote the same amount of sfarim. You must be equal, and you know, must be equal.
That's a great one.
But that's such a gnai for Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right? Look how much he took down Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Somebody who has a greater appreciation, understanding, realizes that that's not a shvach, that's a gnai. So we're going to come and we're going to say the shvach of Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're so amazing. You could lift 1,000 pounds. Slaps across the face. What do you mean? I can lift 10,000 pounds. Right? So he says, Kedisa b'chazal inyin zeh, simsinuo lekulu shavche demorach. They stopped. They finished. Right? He asked the kasha, did you finish saying all the shvachos of Hashem? Moshe l'melech v'ayim megillah sim l'gemar achin apia mevur. He says, here's the pshat. If tefillah is be'etzim, a mechanism, a capability of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can understand why it's important and necessary to express the greatnesses of Hashem. One second. Like we find in Chazal, just like Chazal talk about the greatness of Shira.
If every saying is true, that like I'm just saying shout out to Hashem and like giving him too much praise. Well, yeah, we're always happy to do that. How are we supposed to like ask questions of the Muna? Like I'm saying, for example, like is it like also the same type of I guess how do you say it?
So Emuna, we're not going through the Emuna pieces now, but Emuna is a very big insight of Lefi HaSagaseinu. There's a certain level of understanding that we need to have. You're right. At the end of the day, right, the Svarim speak out very clearly. The Ramchal says that at the beginning of Das Tunis, and also in Lutzit and Derech Hashem, clearly in Klach Pesach Chachma, that when you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're never, ever, ever, ever going to discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batzmusoi. We're never going to talk about Hashem as in His essence, because that's beyond our wildest dreams and imagination. That's beyond our capabilities. We can't get there. It's not Shaykh. Right? Not only does the Nefesh Chaim in Shaykh Gimel, when he's elaborating the Bahan Emunah over there, he says there's a dichotomy when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's our perspective, and then there's the MS as it's revealed from above, from Hashem's perspective, let's call it that way. If we're looking from Hashem's perspective, that's beyond logic. Our brains function logically, or emotionally. But something that's irrational, it's not logical, and it's not emotional, we have no capability of ever understanding it. So Mamela, we're never, ever, ever going to understand Emunah Mitzad Hashem. We can know that it exists, we can understand that it exists, but we're never going to fully, never going to grasp it at all. Our level of Emunah is going to start with the way he interacts with the world. The way he exists, klape us. Right?
That's saying we're here about Tila. No, it's just a question of, like, kind of came about, like, how is it that someone could ask such questions about Kaddish Baruch Hu, like, if a person has having a chashash, maybe a chalila, like.
So in Achanami, you're right. You know, somebody who's intellectually honest will realize that, you know, his question. The famous question of how do good things happen to bad people, right? The simple answer is that it's a bizarre to ask a question. Your question is premised upon a lack of understanding because you don't have the full picture. Read the first 10 pages of a book and then write a critique on the whole book. It's impossible. If you didn't read the whole book, how can you write a critique on the whole book? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu read the whole book.
You just started.
You read 10 pages. You expect to understand the whole story. Even if you read the last 10 pages, you expect to understand the whole story.
There's no way.
Right. Says, Yesh lohavin gamken in a magid shivcho v'hu k'moshim otzinu v'chazal shefigom obinin shira. Just like Chazal elaborated upon the greatness of shira, v'amr kol ha'omer shira b'olam hazeh zeiche v'omer l'olam haba. Anyone who's able to say shira in this world is going to merit to say shira in olam haba. V'abior ma rav erko shalamira shira. The greatness, the great value of saying shira, ki shira mashma'usa bitui pnimi shel devekus b'Hashem. What is shira? Right? We translate shira as song, but it's more poetry. What is shira? Shira is an expression of a internal connection with Hashem. In other words, shira is an emotional response. It's an emotional connection with Hashem. Shira comes from a person's ultimate desire and yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shira rikshus piyutim aboim lidei bitui bein ha-nehovim. It's these emotional stanzas that come out, that are expressed between two people that love each other. That through the song, it's a ability to take off those emotions, to express those emotions that are weighing down upon the heart. Kimoshu Matsinu B'Shir Hashirim, which is the ultimate love song. Shekol Oei V'Nehev Nehev Mevateya Shivchol Shel Hashem Yitech Rikshe Ahava V'Dvekas Atzumim. That anyone who loves each other, the loved and the beloved, express their appreciation for the other person through these emotion, these love emotions that are expressed in the song, and that creates, or that's an expression, a revelation of the great connection between these two individuals. In other words, do the two people that are love each other, and they write a love poem to each other, right? You have Romeo and Juliet who know each other for a few months, and they're writing a love poem to each other, right? Do they understand the intricacies and details and depth of the other person, of the nav, of the beloved? No. But by expressing that which you appreciate, it creates a greater connection. It develops that relationship. Shira is that ultimate outgrowth of emotion, that expression of emotion that creates a greater relationship. Sefer Charedim writes that Shira is a branch in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. It's a subset of Avas Hashem. Derech HaChesek L'Sheirer, somebody who is desirous to sing. V'kivein She'avos Yitzreinu Nifla, and since our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing, Ha'oev also v'leiv shalem yashir lefanav yizbarach kasher shar Moshe Rabbeinu. The one who loves Hashem so much with a full heart, he'll sing in front of Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'koisev v'kasuv ba'avosoy tishke tomit. In our love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will always go crazy. Perish arayvin shuloshin shira. Shira. That with our love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll go crazy. We'll always be singing. With the strength of this connect, this desire, that's what caused them to sing. HaMaharal Marich Vozeh B'Givuras Hashem. Givuras Hashem is the Maharal Sefer on Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach. So Ben Yamaymer Chazal, he explains, Darash Rabbi Akiva B'Shosha Olu Yisrael Min HaYam, when Klal Yisrael came out of the Yam, Nosnu Ineyim Loimar Shira. So he said, Shira is a Yam. So what's the Pshad? Mavar, Ki Shira, Hu Asher Nimtza Mina Ilo Amishtoikek Le'ilo So, Asher Uba Mimenu. That Shira, it is the connection, it's what exists between the cause and the effect. When they want to connect between two individuals or two things, so Shira is that means of connection. Therefore, it's only fitting for Klal Yisrael to say Shira, because Klal Yisrael, the children of Hashem, they are produced by Hashem. They're the direct cause of Hashem. Everything that happens in the world is happening to affect Klal Yisrael. Right? So we are the direct cause, the apple of His eye. Everything revolves around Klal Yisrael. V'alul kazeh, and the one who's being affected in such a way, mishtekek el ilosai. So he is desirous to connect back to the source. In other words, if I know that my parents are doing everything in my favor, they're constantly doing things in order to make it better for me, everything to work out for my desire, for my best interest, so then avada, my natural inclination is to go back and to thank them, and to connect to them, and to appreciate them. So Klal Yisrael were the alulim. We were the ones that were affected by everything. We were the cause of it all. The effect of it all, really. It was all there in order to affect us, to help us. Our natural response is Shira, is to respond to it and say, I love you, thank you so much, I want to connect you for everything you've done to me. Appreciate everything you've done to me. A little child is sitting on his mother's knees, and a baby nurses from the mother. When they saw the Shechina, the little child lifted up his neck, and the tinoik removed, stopped nursing. They pointed up and they said, "This is our God, and we will adorn him, we will beautify him." The little boy or the baby, they are completely being affected, they are completely being taken care of and being nursed by the mother. That's what allows them to continue to exist. But when they saw the Shechina, which is the ultimate one that takes care of us, they left their mother, which was the product, the cause, va'ilah agashmis, the physical cause of everything. They turned to the ultimate cause, the ultimate source of it all. They were so connected to Hashem, ha'ilah rishon, the ultimate source of it all. They completely left physicality. They realized that everything in this world was just here as in circles and in cause and effect situations revolving around us to create everything good for us. But the source of it all, the ultimate cause of it all, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They reached the level that they were able to recognize that, and therefore they said, forget all this, I don't care about the Gashmias anymore. I want to connect back to the source of it all. That's Shira Sayam. Shira Sayam is a realization and recognition that Olam Hazeh is only temporary and it's only here to help us. And the ultimate goal and source is to connect back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's say Shira Sayam. Adkan.